Inflation, sky-high rent and rising interest rates are affecting everyday Aussies, with new research from Orange Sky revealing more than a quarter, 27%, have had to sacrifice basic living essentials due to the crisis. One in five Australians say they are worried about being able to put food on their table. Homelessness can impact anyone, and all it can take is failing to pay rent once, a rental increase, the loss of employment, or an unfortunate circumstance for the cycle to start. It means people who never thought they would be in a position of financial struggle are reaching out for support. Orange Sky offers free mobile laundry service for those experiencing homelessness, along with genuine and non-judgmental conversations on shifts across Australia. This Homelessness Week, the 6th to the 13th of August, Orange Sky is encouraging Australians to register for the Sudsy Challenge to raise awareness and funds for people doing it tough. I spoke with co-founder and CEO of Orange Sky, Lucas Patchett, to find out more.
Now, Lucas, thank you for your time today. My first question is, can you give listeners insight into the research that was done regarding Australians experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, off the back of the census information which came out earlier this year, that found that over 122,000 Aussies are experiencing homelessness here in Australia. And so I want to find out a little bit more about, what were things like cost of living and rental crisis doing, impacting on more people. And we found that one in three people have been severely impacted by the current cost of living, and that over 40% of people are worried about their rental mortgage. So we're seeing it in Orange Sky's context, more people coming along, utilising our services, and that's not your traditional stereotype person that might consider themselves homeless. It's people that are being impacted by all these other pressures that everyone's feeling at the moment.
And what kind of work does Orange Sky do?
Yeah, Orange Sky is a not-for-profit which started in Brisbane, but now has services all across the country, providing free washing, showers, and most importantly, a place for conversation and connection. So we've got vehicles fitted out with washing machines and dryers and showers to drive around to parks and drop-in centres and provide services for Aussies who are just doing it tough and struggling.
And how are you finding the people that are coming in and approaching organisations like Orange Sky? Who are the people that are coming in and requiring those assistance?
Absolutely. Orange Sky is now helping more people than ever before. The demand for our service have never been higher. And that's really not just, what people might consider as homelessness, which is rough sleeping, which is only 6% of that 122,000 people. So it's people who are in crisis accommodation, people who are in temporary accommodation, people who are living in substandard conditions. A lot of people we're seeing have recently moved into their car. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was out on shift chatting to a lady who a couple of months ago refused to pay the $100 rent increase that was put onto her. And then as a result, she started looking for other properties, wasn't able to secure something, so was forced into living in her car. And so that's a really common occurrence that we're hearing more and more across the country. And for us, we're just trying to get out there, provide as many services and support.
And of the statistics that you found in this research, was there a difference between men and women's experiencing homelessness?
This data found that it's 56% male, 44% female. So probably another one of those myth-busting stereotypes is that it's only a certain demographic. It's only older males, but it's actually a lot more people who are doing it tough, and a pretty even split across male and female. And also the fastest emerging groups of homelessness are actually young people in the age bracket of 13 to 24. So,
And what are the main concerns that Australians have, and how are they managing the cost of living crisis?
What we're seeing is more people engaging with our service than ever before who might not typically have done that in the past.
Why is it important, do you think, to encourage Australians to engage in meaningful conversations, those who are experiencing the brunt of the cost of living and those who are as well?
I think conversation, connection is a basic human right. It's something that we're passionately fighting for everyone in Australia as part of our work at Orange Sky. So I think everyone deserves the right to feel connected, to be part of a community. And so engaging with those meaningful conversations is the first step in doing so. So that might be with your colleagues, with your family, with your friends, with people just out there in the community at large. And it is so important to continue checking in and building those communities as well.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned before, making those little changes to kind of alleviate the pressures that people have, that comes from conversations as well. Now, Orange Sky has initiated a challenge. What is this? Could you explain what is this challenge?
Absolutely. So the Sudsy Challenge is our annual fundraising event where we encourage people to wear the same clothes for 3 days to start lots of conversations and then to raise funds for Orange Sky to continue the work that we do. So happens over September. You can sign up to take on the challenge and then ask your friends and family to donate and support.
And where can people go to find more information about this challenge?
Jump online, thesudsychallenge.com.au, and there you can find out all the info, sign up and take it on.
That was co-founder and CEO of Orange Sky, Lucas Patchett, ending this report on homelessness in Australia. You can find out more about the Sudsy Challenge to raise awareness and funds for people doing it tough on thesudsychallenge.com.au.